I'm Brandon Haber for KASU News. Though no new presumed cases of COVID-19 were announced in Arkansas yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson says more diagnoses can be expected as the state's testing capability grows. Some health insurance companies, such as United Healthcare and Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield, have adjusted their policies to cover testing for the coronavirus for its customers. Member station KUAR's Sarah Kellogg spoke with Curtis Barnett, president and CEO of Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield, about the changes the health insurer has made due to COVID-19.
We want to be sure that people know that the testing for the COVID-19 is covered. It is not only covered, but it's covered with no patient copay or coinsurance or deductible. So basically, there's no cost sharing on behalf of the patient in order to get the testing done. So we want people to have, you know, that peace of mind. Also, any type of prior approval, prior authorization, you know, those requirements will not be applied to the testing. So if they have a doctor's order to have the testing done, then it's going to be covered, you know, by us with no cost sharing. So, you know, those are kind of the first two, which, you know, we don't want there to be a financial barrier or an administrative barrier for them to receive the testing. The third thing is really around prescription drugs. It's not, or it's very common under health plans that a prescription drug has limitations on when a prescription can be refilled, and we've lifted those so that, you know, if somebody needs to get a prescription refilled now, even though they may not be close to the end of the current one, they can get it refilled. Also, they have the ability to increase the fill of that prescription up to 90 days. There's not an edit that limits that either.
So looking at like testing kits, right now it's only the RT-PCR that's being CDC approved, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so then if there were to be an expansion of tests, would Blue Cross Blue Shield approve of those as well?
Yeah, and so what we would do is look to the CDC for that. And if the CDC approves that, and then we're going to follow suit. But, you know, wherever possible, we're trying to follow the science on all of this, and really we've looked to the CDC and the Arkansas Department of Health to really provide good leadership on that.
And I know a vaccine is a while away, but when it does become available, would Blue Cross Blue Shield cover that?
I can't imagine that we would not, yes. We would be prepared to cover that.
And what is Blue Cross Blue Shield's current coverage criteria that you can, like, get a test? Like, what has to happen for you to be able to get a coronavirus test if you feel like you need one?
Yeah, really, it's up to the physician. And so if the physician, if they place the order, they feel like somebody has the condition or is at risk for the condition, if they place that order, then we're going to, we'll cover it in that case. So it's really physician-driven.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit more about, you know, telemedicine. How would it work under insurance? Kind of what happens there?
And Arkansas has had certain regulations and laws that have affected, you know, telemedicine codes and how they can be provided. The governor stepped out last Friday and issued an executive order which changed some of that. So we're changing some of our policies and procedures to make sure that we can accommodate that and make sure that the telehealth services are probably more available than they have been previously. And we're still working through that today.
And you mentioned since the governor's executive order, you've made some changes or making some changes. What are some of those changes?
Well, some of the changes have really been around, there's been a requirement in the past that for the telemedicine to be covered, there first has to be a personal visit to the doctor, and the governor with his executive order changed that requirement, and so we're lifting that requirement going forward to make that more accessible.
And that was Curtis Barnett, president and CEO of Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield, speaking with Sarah Kellogg in Little Rock. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Haber, KASU News.